when President Woodrow Wilson proclaimed it.
Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, Merchant Marines, the National Guard, and all branches of the reserves all deserve our recognition, and we could never thank you enough. I'm Pat McGee.
And I'm Ann Boswell. From all of us at AM 1400, KBLJ, and Big Country 92.1, remember to thank a veteran this Veterans Day. It's time for Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on AM 1400 KBLJ, a show to educate you on the best seed selections and soil preparations for residential and commercial turf, range grass, cover crops, and more. And now, Lauren Adams of Arkansas Valley Seeds alongside Pat McGee, Growing Together on AM 1400 KBLJ.
And a good Tuesday morning. It is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds here on AM 1400 KBLJ. Pat McGee with you, our host of the program, Lauren Adams.
Good morning.
The host with the most right there. Yes, he is. Lauren, you brought a friend along with you today, too, that's going to give us some great information on ag and things available to ag producers here in the Valley. Who do we have?
Yeah, we have Lana Pearson's here, and I'd like to make that introduction. She's with the NRCS. Today we're going to talk about the EQIP program a little bit and touch on that. Now, so let me just introduce Ann. Ann, tell us a little bit about yourself, maybe your education, your work history, some of your professional accomplishments, and then we'll get into NRCS.
Yeah. NRCS really stands for the Natural Resource Conservation Service, and to some of the older timers, it used to be the Soil Conservation Service. Mm-hmm. So I started my career out in Rocky Ford, went out and about Sterling, Simla, and then back to Rocky Ford and Pueblo here, been back about 5 years. So been with the agency 28 years, so a good variety. It's always nice to get back home. But and still dear to my heart is NRCS, because mm-hmm. we mainly help farmers and ranchers with their natural resources.
Mm-hmm. Now we'll get into the EQIP program here in just a bit, but what are some of the things that NRCS does for ag producers in the area?
And mainly, we can do things. We can do just technical service. If you have a question, we can come out and even just look at something without having to be in a program. And really, since the Arkansas Valley is, we do a lot of irrigation projects mm-hmm. is the main thing. But we also do stuff on rangeland. So if a person needs some more tanks and pipelines, we do that kind of stuff too. And we're kind of expanding out since NRCS is just not with water. It's with also with forestry. We've been starting to do a lot more forestry projects up in the mountains, and that's been one of our big key things that's going on in the mountains, I guess you'd say, where the trees actually grow. Mm-hmm. And so we do forest thinning and mitigation around people's houses. So that's kind of been becoming a big thing. And that's also becoming a national project, not just Colorado. So it's been more focused even national mm-hmm. On the forestry side of it. But like locally here, it's the irrigation project is our biggest thing here.
Now, here in our part of the Arkansas Valley, I don't mean to jump in and steal your thunder there, Lauren, but here in our part of the valley, I know off to the east, primarily a lot of wheat and things like that in that area. But here in our part of the valley, the crop selections are really diverse, aren't they?
Very, very, very diverse. And if you think about it, I really don't tell the farmer what to plant. I'm mainly on the other side as we look at the resource side of it mm-hmm. and how can we make his water go further is a good way to look at it.
Mm-hmm. How to make things more efficient for the particular crop that he's growing.
That he's looking at, right. And that's our big thing.
Mm-hmm. All right. You want to give us a rundown of the EQIP program?
Yeah. Or? EQIP is Environmental Quality Incentive Program, and it's been in the Farm Bill for a lot of years, and it kind of took the place of the old ACP, which is before you kind of have a project, you come and do it with the FSA, come back, Farm Service Agency, and then you come back to us. Well, now we try to look at the whole farm together, not just one little project. Mm-hmm. So if your farm has rangeland and cropland, we kind of look at it as I tell everybody, hey, we're going to look at the Cadillac, but then, hey, to make things work better, maybe we'll have to go back to the Volvo and drive the Volvo for a while to get you to the next step.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, I think that's fantastic, and it makes sense. It really is an ecosystem mm-hmm. that we're trying to develop, and NRCS has obviously done a lot of research that's available to growers to help us understand what to do.
Yeah, the main thing about EQIP is we look at the natural resources, and so we address the resources is how we evaluate stuff. So we have a lot of applications, and everything's evaluated to what their resources is, and you know, soil savings to what other projects are we, what kind of management stuff are we doing it? Are we doing nutrient management, irrigation, water management? So like you say, we look at everything as a whole.
Right. Mm-hmm. So we need to find out what the goal is, what the end goal is, maybe what the biggest inhibiting factor is, address that first, and then move forward with the next thing.
Yeah, right? The main thing is, which we've all, a lot of them has passed that, is, you know, before it's just dirt ditches and tubes, irrigation tubes, and now everybody's maybe going to underground pipeline and gated pipe. And then you've kind of seen the shift now as we're going to center pivots and side rolls. And so we do cost share. And when I say cost share is we just give you we give you incentive money to get that project done. And it's it depends on what the project is what money you can receive from us.
Right. As far as water usage, your center pivots, your side rolls, they are much more efficient than the old, you know, if you will, the old tube setting and things like that.
Yeah, we call that just flood. You know, you just flood it out there and hope it can stay on. But with the pivot, it's more precise and, you know, can move a little faster and you're not doing the seepage loss through a dirt ditch. You can put the water where you want it. I'm usually on a pivot.
Okay. Good. Now, when we talk about the EQIP program, tell us a little bit about that. Let's first, who's it for? Who's EQIP for?
EQIP is for ranchers and farmers. And then we are branching out a little bit now is we're doing a lot more high tunnels, which is helping the producer extend that growing season, earlier growing season to a late growing season. In the area here, I think we've put in about two that we've helped cost share in the area. And then the Pueblo, I have one person that's done two high tunnels. And like you say, you don't know if you're gonna get it till you come in and apply.
Right.
And that's the main thing is, you know, try to get people in the door. And we're at a great time right now because we're just mainly starting into our 2021 year, and we're just now kind of getting the nuts and bolts and who's going to maybe get funded for the money. So we don't have any deadline sign-up dates yet.
Okay.
So, but if you're sure thinking about wanting to do something, best thing to do is come in and get an application, and that's where we start from.
All right. Before we go any further, where is the NRCS office, and how do folks get a hold of you?
Like everybody else, we are... We're in the COVID stage,
right.
So pretty well, to get with us, you need to call and make an appointment. And I can sure give everybody that number. It's 719-254-7672, and extension 3 will ring in our CS side.
Okay. Where are you located?
We're 200 South 10th Street in Rocky Ford, and so it's on 10th Street in Rocky Ford.
Oh, okay. All right. You said that was extension 3, right?
Extension 3 rings NRCS. And also in the same building with us is our sister agency, which we're all FPAC. We're all kind of trying to become more. When they talk to us, you're kind of also talking to the next agency, Farm Service Agency, and that's extension 2. So we help each other out, and mainly we work with Farm Service Agency to make sure you meet our eligibility.
Okay.
So, and that's a whole nother realm of things. So you just come in and get started, and we help you through all that process of making the eligibility.
Okay. I remember this term from a TTO back probably a decade ago, but you mentioned high tunnel. What exactly is a high tunnel? Because I had that explained to me once, but like I've slept since then.
High tunnel is even new for us, and the way to mainly think a high tunnel is a greenhouse. It's a greenhouse. In our CSs, we want everything to stay in the ground. We don't help you put up a greenhouse and put tables in it. We want everything to still be down on the ground level. You know, you can move that, and you know, enough. Sometimes the ends are open up that a tractor can still get through there and do the work instead of everything being so labor intensive. And it's mainly where the high tunnels is just another word for greenhouse.
For a greenhouse, if you will.
Greenhouse to the point, but in our CS, we want things on the ground. We don't do any tables.
Right, you're not set up on tables. It's nothing like that. Everything is down in the ground.
Yep.
Basically, you just have a, if you will, a plot of land that's covered up.
Yep.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, good stuff.
Yep.
Yeah.
Thanks for that.
Well, I think
everybody knows.
The question I would have is, what's the length of a commitment? There's got to be some commitment involved in participating in this program as far as time goes. And how is that monitored? And what does it look like at the end of that commitment?
Well, part of it, again, is like, it's kind of fun. I talk about the Cadillac and we go back to the Volvo. So it mainly breaks it down by years. So we have some people that come in and we truly try to look at your stuff with your finance, you know, because like a pivot's a big commitment. And so it's kind of like, okay, we might do part of the project year one, part of the project year two. and then some more stuff in project year three. Well, you can do stuff ahead of time, too. If you get a contract and we look at spreading it out, and we usually try to go no more than a five-year commitment on what we're doing on what projects.
Right.
And so if a person, you know, we kind of have the money locked into your contract. It is a contract, and there's a, you know, 24-page, like buying a house.
Right.
We've got little fine lines where everybody has to do things correctly.
Mm-hmm.
That if you get it done ahead of time and you're like, hey, I got the finances, I want to kind of go ahead and do the next step in my project, we can do things advanced. We don't have to wait to that year.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the real nice about flexibility with EQIP. We can mm-hmm. do stuff ahead of time instead of saying, oh, I really can't do it till year four because that's what's in my contract. Well, we can do stuff ahead of time in mm-hmm. a contract.
Okay. I see. What sort of oversight do you provide for, say, if I come to you and I get qualified and I put up a high tunnel on my property, what are you looking for as a result of that, and how do you monitor that going along?
With this contract, every practice has what they call standards and specifications. So it has to be built to our standards and specification.
Right.
Good idea on high tunnels is somebody, instead of really cheap plastic, 2 mil, okay, hey, we're going to require 6 mil.
Okay.
And hope, I can't remember if that changed or not. So not
well,
trying to
something that will stand up to our
yes.
weather,
and
nonetheless.
And it's proven.
Yes.
And then we mm-hmm. have designs. Like if you do a pivot design or a pipeline design, we design that for you. Mm-hmm. We work with you on that. And you know, you're thinking maybe 10 inch. It's like, oh heck, no. We probably need a 12 inch to make your project work better. We have designs, and all that stuff's mm-hmm. done before we lock you into a contract. So mm-hmm. you know, when we come down to it, it's kind of like, okay, hey, here's what we agree with. What do you think? You want to try to go get the money or not?
Right.
The big deal about it is EQIP's very competitive. The Rocky Ford office last year had like 127 applications,
mm-hmm.
and I end up maybe funding, I think, 42. So you're looking at less than 50%,
mm-hmm.
but you never know if we get funded. Well, the deal about that is, too, is the EQIP dollar is just not put in. It's the money split up in other fund pools. So we have a fund pool for high tunnels, a fund pool for irrigated cropland, another one for dry land cropland, and then the forestry, and then rangeland.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of put a bunch of money in pots and see where it kind of goes, and whatever your project, and it all goes back to the resource concern. We do the, what we can do, Uncle Sam's dollar's best buck for what we got going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
okay.
I mean, yeah, your project's this, but hey, we can get we do more with your project. It's better financial dollars.
The proverbial bang for your
there
buck.
You, go. Yes.
You bet.
Yep.
Lana Pearson in with us here on Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds. Also, a Lauren Adams from Ark Valley Seeds in with us. We'll take a quick break and we will be right back. You are listening to Growing Together, brought to you by Arkansas Valley Seeds on News Talk, AM 1400 KBLJ.
Hi, Lauren Adams here. We're celebrating 75 years of providing quality seed products at a great value to our friends and neighbors in the Arkansas Valley and beyond. Come by and talk with Tony and myself at 98 South 12th Street in Rocky Ford. We want to help you create your custom crop or pasture plan for the upcoming season. We have the knowledge, resources, and products to help you maximize results. Relationships matter at Arkansas Valley Seeds, 719-254-7469.
I think I should get some hazardous duty pay, and here's why. We have a snake problem.
I think that was the same one they saw back there prior.
No, he was smaller.
No.
It's not like a snake was on a snake diet.
Okay.
So the next snake that we see, you better be here to remove it. So now, after all of this, I'm compiling a list of my friends. My friends who like to actually reach down and pick up snakes and take them out of the building and relocate them to, like, Nebraska. Because Josh told me he would come and help, and I'm basically
going
to...
Thank you, Josh. Thank you, TJ.
So all I'm saying...
Yes.
Since I have been here with you, that makes snake number three that I've seen. Join us mornings for TTO. Brought to you by the Arkansas Valley Hospice on AM 1400 KBLJ.
Wasn't St. Patrick the snake charmer in Ireland? If I found two snakes in a month, I would want hazardous duty pay. Just saying.
Hi, this is Kelsey Grammer. When military service members head into battle, none are expected to face the enemy alone, but many return home and become isolated as they struggle with the visible and invisible wounds of war. It can be difficult knowing how to overcome that challenge and rekindle bonds similar to those formed in the military. Wounded Warrior Project supports these injured veterans through their recoveries by connecting them with fellow warriors and their communities. No one should fight this battle alone. Join us at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
Legal Talk. Local Legal Talk is on News Talk AM 1400 KBLJ. I'm Ann Boswell, and join me for an hour of interesting talk with local attorneys about issues that affect you and our community coming soon. From what to do on a traffic stop, privacy issues, your rights as a victim, and more. We'll bring you interviews with top legal minds on your hometown station, News Talk AM 1400 KBLJ.
Welcome back. It is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds here on News Talk, AM 1400 KBLJ. Lauren Adams from Arkansas Valley Seeds with us, as well as Lana Pearson from the NRCS here in the Arkansas Valley. Lauren?
Hey, listen, I just want to talk to the listeners out there a little bit. We'd like to know how this program is working. And
yes.
If you're listening or if you want to participate, we invite you to go in KBLJ Facebook page. You'll be able to make some comments and things there.
Or leave us messages there. That's right.
You bet. Or you can call or email me at the office. Of course, that's 719-254-7469. Love to hear your comments, get your feedback about this show, and if it's something that you find value in, we'd like to hear about that.
Yep. So. And if you have any questions for Lauren today, or Lana, as a matter of fact, you can give us a ring here in studio at 384-2345. We'll use those lines if you have a question, 384-2345. Lauren, you had more for Lana here?
Yeah, I do. And we talked a little bit about the time commitment that's required to participate in the EQIP program. Now, there's got to be certain parameters that you're looking to and a goal that needs to be reached for this. How does that look going through the term of the commitment that we make with EQIP?
Kind of a tough question because no NRCS contract project we do is the same.
Okay.
Each one of them is different, and it's really geared to what that farmer needs. So example, like a irrigated pipeline, you think 40 PSI pipe. It's like, no, we want 80 PSI pipe. We want it to last a little longer. Okay, we're going under this driveway. Well, okay, we need 100 PSI pipe. So each little individual thing is done, and it still goes back to our standards and specs.
Mm.
You know, it has to meet what we agreed to in the contract.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of value in that because every farm is different, every situation is different, and every, I don't know, philosophy of how about going about your managing your farm is going to be different.
Yeah.
So you work with that grower or that landowner to figure out what that goal is and then work towards that goal. Is that right?
Yes. And part of it is we got, you know, it's kind of funny when we start earlier in the process, you know, just example, we go irrigated left to right. Okay, I want gated pipe. Well, we kind of do some more analysis. You're like, you know, really a center pivot would work really good for this. Okay, I really want to irrigate that corner over there. Okay, well, we can still put irrigation gated pipe on the corners if we need to. But, you know, hey, that's a light savings. Okay, let's plant that corner back to some kind of grass that if you do graze your pivot in the wintertime, you have this extra feed over in the corner. So every situation is really different to say there's no cookie cutter thing. It goes back to each producer and what they want to do. And like I say, one of the new things that's coming along is we call it the cottail cover crops. Instead of trying to deep plow and mobile plow, is we can help play for cover crops to break up that hard pan by using the turnips. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a newer thing that's come on. We do have a few producers in the area that are loving it, doing it. Mm-hmm. You know, then they graze part of it off and go from there. And we have helped a few a little bit. Some of them are doing it on their own. You know, they're more innovative, and farmers have a better idea what they really need before it even comes to my table.
Sure.
And so that's the kind of thing let's see if we can get that added into the EQIP program.
And we hear a lot of that at Arkansas Valley Seeds. It's a large part of our business is providing those cover crop products.
Mm-hmm.
And we get people coming in. We love it, folks, to come in, talk about what their goals are, what their inhibiting factors are, and how maybe utilizing some of these seed products to get those cover crops to help them reach that goal of, well, do I want to fix nitrogen? Do I want to break up the hard pan? Do I want to get that aggregate size built up? Or carbon sequestration. These products help with that.
And some of that too is years ago we had the cover crops and everything kind of the dry land stuff went into the Conservation Reserve Program. And some of those are like in their 20 years. Mm-hmm. And, you know, who knows if some of those will get refunded. So we hope they don't break that back out. We hope they go into a grazing rotation program and
sure.
We can help them with some inter stuff by getting some water and everything on that. But at the same time, it'd be interesting to see what turnips would have done for us back 20, 40 years ago in that whole process, if that would have helped in the deal. So we're mind shifting back to what used to be from there. So cover crops are just, you know, same thing again. Come in, you got an idea, let's talk about it. It might work, might not work. But hey, we can always, I can ask the next person over if a good idea or not. Some things aren't cost shareable through mm-hmm. our EQIP program, but this little portion of the farm we can probably do something on. Hey, if you want to do something like that, we'll help and watch and kind of, you know, we can learn from you just as much you can learn from us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, we talked a little bit before the show about how information is available through the NRCS about specific plant varieties and species that are effective in this climate and what will mm-hmm. be effective here. And that information is available to how?
We got what we, NRCS has a great website, and then part of that, when you get down into it, we have not policies, but we have information that this kind of grass will grow better on a sandy soil and compared to a clay soil. We have what they call the Field Office Tech Guide, and it is full of information. Full of information. And I was just telling him about a certain resource I think that would be valuable to you guys.
Right.
And I'm going to share that with them after the TechNote 59, I think, folks. Anyway, but I can sure share that with anybody because it's on the website. Mm-hmm. It's just like every website. You have to dig to find what you need.
Right.
But buku information. And what's nice about NRCS, it's just not Colorado. It's nationwide.
Mm-hmm.
So it's what we do in Colorado is different what they do in Missouri and different things. So.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's even different here in Colorado from county to county, isn't it?
It is.
Yes.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
It very, very much is.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Another question that kind of came up as we were gearing up for this is going through the scenario, I get involved in this and we make a commitment. What is an exit strategy if I get through this a little bit and I decide this just isn't working out for me? How can we get out of that as painlessly as possible if that situation
comes up? There's a couple things which hopefully we don't have to go there. You know, but there is circumstances that were on beyond your control.
Right.
When you get to that worst case scenario,
worst
if you will.
Worst case scenario.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In the contract, there is a deal where I can charge you 10% back. It's like every bottom line. If you have a $100,000 contract with me and you finally say, I really can't do this. Usually if there's a hardship, we usually don't go back after a certain percent of that money,
right.
But we can charge you 10% of the money back. And think about it like everything. It's our tax dollars too.
Right.
You're trying to pay for my time getting to a certain point.
Mm-hmm.
And probably percentage-wise, we don't go there very often. Maybe three or four out of my 100 or so, not very often that we have to get to that point.
Mm-hmm.
There has been a deal where somebody was in there doing very well, and then, you know, just financially, you know what, I need to sell the farm.
Mm-hmm.
And the farm's been sold, and the new people have the opportunity that buy the farm can step into that contract.
That's great.
And that's been very, we've had a good successes that way. And then sometimes the next farmer coming in going, you know, wait, I want to go the next step and actually put a better project on than what they have. And so then we just have to say, well, you know, it's on beyond your control,
mm-hmm.
you know, just selling the farm. It's not, I can't make you put something on your property that you don't own anymore.
Right.
So it's kind
mm-hmm.
of an agreement. We just get out of it. So there's,
mm-hmm.
We work as hard as we can to help everybody what we do to not even have to get out of a contract.
And of course, that changes from scenario to scenario too.
Oh, very much. Right. Just like every weather conditions are on some things.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
You mentioned you work on rangeland and things like
mm-hmm.
that. A lot of people might not think about, is rangeland irrigated? Does that happen?
No. When I say rangeland, is we help like a regular rancher,
mm-hmm.
which is not, there's a lot of regular ranchers.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, and just example, maybe he has a 10,000 acre field and the cattle are not getting to the backside of that pasture. Instead of them trailing and trailing and trailing to get to that one water source, well, we come up with, it's like, hey, let's put another water source clear on the other side of the pasture and then maybe split that pasture. And so then that big pasture becomes two or four or smaller mm-hmm. pastures, and then we can get into a rotational grazing system. And so those plants get time to rest, to
mm-hmm.
recover.
Mm-hmm.
And then that animal's not having to walk so far to get to his water.
Okay.
So it's better body conditioned, can help with that. So
you lead them to water, and that's where they go.
Yeah,
yes.
And
mm-hmm.
and there's and just trying to – we do help some people drill a well. We look at other alternatives. Same thing again, is everything's looked at. What's the best resource? probably putting in a pipeline and putting in another tank off at a good existing well is sure a lot cheaper than drilling a new well. Mm-hmm. So yes, we look indeed at the economics, too, when we do projects with people.
Mm-hmm. And I do know, you know, we've talked about this a lot on some ag segments that we've had on TTO and that type of thing, in that with drought conditions and, of course, the rangeland grass, you know, really, really get stressed and, like you said, overgrazed. Just because we might get a good rain, that doesn't mean that that cover crop, that grass, bounces back immediately within a couple of weeks. It takes sometimes years for it to recover, does it not?
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. And hopefully, if the person was in a rotational grazing system, they can give that grass that rest that it needs, can go to different pastures. Mm-hmm. You know, this big ranch, they might have got a rain on this side over here. Well, this one never got a rain. Well, we don't need to go back there yet. That plant's been bitten and hasn't had a chance to regrow, to repopulate that. We need to stay off of that. Mm-hmm. So there's a little bit of that. So it's a pretty tough world when a drought going on, no matter if rancher or farmer. It's a hard decisions.
Yes, indeed. You're listening to Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds here on News Talk, AM 1400 KBLJ. Lauren Adams from Ark Valley Seeds with us, and Lana Pearson from the NRCS office in Rocky Ford. We'll be right back with more. Don't go away. And again, if you'd have any questions or like to join our conversation, we're going to have about 12 minutes left when we come back. So please feel free to call 384-2345. It's Growing Together on News Talk, AM 1400 KBLJ.
Hi, Lauren Adams here. We're celebrating 75 years of providing quality seed products at a great value to our friends and neighbors in the Arkansas Valley and beyond. Come by and talk with Tony and myself at 98 South 12th Street in Rocky Ford. We want to help you create your custom crop or pasture plan for the upcoming season. We have the knowledge, resources, and products to help you maximize results. Relationships matter at Arkansas Valley Seeds, 719-254-7469.
Hey, it's Ann, and what you missed on TTO. Don't worry. I have set Pat McGee straight on fashion. I'm talking like if you have dress shoes. I hope you don't have a pair of white dress shoes.
No, I don't.
That's very 1977.
Yes. Yeah, I did have a pair of white shoes at the time.
Ooh, were they shiny too?
Yes, they were, as a matter of fact. That's right.
Mm-hmm. So you had the pimp shoes?
And the Monster Bells and all that back in the day too.
Did you have a leisure suit?
No. I wasn't into the... I was a rocker. I wasn't a disco guy.
I was like, did you dance holes in them?
No.
Honey, you don't even begin to know what you've walked yourself into now.
There are no pictures, okay?
That's what she said.
It's like far out, man. And all this groovy fun happens just after 8 o'clock every morning. TTO is brought to you by the Arkansas Valley Hospice, homegrown and deep-rooted. And now you know.
Oh, what a tragic story.
I mean, if you can't say something nice, come sit next to me.
Now, Arkansas Valley weather on KBLJ.
This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Tuesday Ag weather impacts. Well, the cold front that brought the cooler, more seasonable temperatures to southeast Colorado is moving east across central Texas this morning. A low-pressure area over Kansas brought some light snow to east central Colorado overnight, but it pretty much diminished before it reached southeast Colorado. So still no relief from the severe to extreme drought conditions across the area, and little to no significant relief is expected into Thanksgiving week. Although this will keep livestock stress levels low and allow farm-to-market transport, the lack of moisture continues to impede winter wheat establishment and development. The Colorado Weekly Crop Report shows wheat condition as only fair to very poor on nearly 75% of the acreage. Slightly below normal temperatures are likely into Thursday, and then warmer for Friday and Saturday before a dry cold front briefly returns temperatures to near normal for Sunday and also brings breezy northwest winds. Most of next week we'll see temperatures 7 to 12 degrees above normal. Late fall harvest and planting should be able to proceed. The Colorado Maisonette soil temperatures at the 4-inch depth range from the lower and mid-50s and should cool into the lower to mid-40s this week, but then warm slightly next week. This combined with slightly below normal air temperatures will slow the growth of wheat and cool season pastures. This is meteorologist Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hello, I'm Captain Tim Novenshue with the Colorado State Patrol. I want you to know that we are committed to saving lives. We do this through education, enforcement, and training. We want you to remember to put the distractions down, the cell phones, food, makeup, dogs, etc. And remember to take 2 seconds to buckle up. Seatbelts save lives and prevent injuries when in an accident. Finally, to remember to designate a sober driver and make sure everyone makes it home safely. Colorado State Patrol, our family protecting yours since 1935.
Welcome back. It's Growing Together.
Hi, Lauren
Wait
Adams
a
here.
Minute
We're
here. We just heard from Lauren right there. So, and we have Lauren live here. And
hello.
That was an operator malfunction on the computer right there. Yes, it was. It is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds. Papagee with you. Lauren Adams from Ark Valley Seeds. Lana Pearson from our local NRCS office here in the Arkansas Valley with us.
Well, Lana, I want to thank you first. Now, thank you for coming on the show and taking time to share this information with us. I think we put out a lot of great information for people to take note of. And just to kind of wrap up the show here. Now, we've talked about the EQIP program. Now, is there something that comes after that?
After that, we do have a new, well, it's not new. It's Conservation Stewardship Program, which the main program of that is pay the best, motivate the rest. So it's kind of like you get with us and get it. EQIP program going well, then we maybe try to transition to the next level. And then that one is there's more enhancements, it's more detailed, it's a little harder to understand even for us because it's not just mainly structural practices, it's more management. And that program is evolving over and over. So go from that to that. So And then I think there's new ones coming. Another program coming, we haven't really heard what it's going. It's kind of with the Farm Bill and it's wrapping it maybe might be the step before the step. Mm-hmm. And okay. I'm not for sure what
so
that is,
help you get
but
that bridge.
Go from that.
Yeah,
so,
sure.
But yeah, usually more than anything, just like everybody else, if you just call and we can work with you on an application and try to do that outside appointment for that social distance. Mm-hmm. We are just affected just as everybody else.
Yes.
Anyway, but if you need to call the radio station or get a hold of Ark Valley Seed, we can sure get together and get with you what we need to do.
Okay, and then again, the number for the NRCS office in Rocky Ford, 254-7672, extension 3. What was your address again there? Just
It's 200 South Santa Fe.
Mm-hmm. South Santa Fe?
So that's Pueblo office.
That's Pueblo,
that's
yes.
Pueblo.
Yes.
I got office in Pueblo, too.
Oh, okay.
But this one's South 10th Street in
okay.
Rocky Ford.
200 South 10th in Rocky Ford.
In Rocky Ford. Mm-hmm. And if you pull up there, the door is locked, so you might have to knock on the door and wave at us, and we can maybe step outside and talk to you. But if you can call for an appointment, that'd be better. One real quick thing is the government is under Phase 3 in Rocky Ford. Please note that there is a difference. The government Phase 3 is good. Because we are at least can have people come talk to us and visit with us. And we have some actually have live people in the office. That is completely different than Colorado Phase 3.
Mm-hmm.
So when you hear Phase 3, remember if it's the the national government one or if it's a state. So Phase 3 for us is good because we can actually still be in the office working, answering the phones. We actually have live people in the office.
Mm-hmm. So you will get an actual person if you call.
Yes.
But then you can still make face-to-face appointments.
Yep.
But that is the key right there. You do have to call ahead for that appointment.
Call ahead, and we can even just mainly even meet you at your place and bring you an application.
Oh, very good.
And we can see what project you want to work on.
Mm-hmm. All right.
That'd be a great way to make that introduction anyway, just to come out and do the site visit. Then that way you can be eyes on the ground and see what's there.
It's a great place to start brainstorming what we want to do and kind of get the juices flowing.
Okay. Well, one thing I meant to hit on here earlier, I just wanted to ask, and I think a lot of people see these, and I think you see it more with watermelons and things like that. You'll notice some fields that look like all the rows are covered in plastic with little holes. That's all drip. Is that right?
Yes, we do pay for drip systems too.
Mm-hmm.
So that's part of our, if that's what we need to do, we do drip systems too.
What are the primary crops that you see irrigated in that fashion?
Once we get the, I would say it'd be the melons and all the cantaloupe and everything that you see them get going on. Once we kind of get the drip system in, I kind of on to the next project. I don't monitor what they actually plant in those every day, but these guys they have it figured out anyway. That's very intensive, but it's savings, and they you know, see if we can make it work.
Right. But and the end, I mean, the you know, the end game there, if you will, is to keep that moisture in the ground with that plastic cover.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All right.
And then that weed suppression, too. You know, sometimes that, you know, and having to hoe as many weeds and stuff, that plastic is keeping that weed suppressant down.
Mm-hmm.
And so that plant actually gets that moisture that's put there.
Mm-hmm.
It's put to where they want it.
It doesn't have the competition.
Yeah, no competition.
Right. Ah, okay. Lauren, we have a few minutes left right here. Is there anything in particular you'd like to wrap with? Or Lana, anything you'd like to wrap with?
No, I appreciate you coming on, and good timing to get things started for 2021.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, now's the time to start thinking about what you're going to do. And mm-hmm. we want to talk to you at Arkansas Valley Seeds about what you want to do in the upcoming season.
Mm-hmm.
Sure hope you just drop by, have a cup of coffee, talk with Tony and myself, and let's figure out what you need, what your biggest inhibiting factors are, and how we can help you get to the goals that you're trying to reach with your property, your land, and especially your soil.
Mm, yes, indeed. It is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds here on News Talk AM 1400 KBLJ. We will take one final break on our show and be right back for a final word in just a moment. Don't go away.
Hi, Lauren Adams here. We're celebrating 75 years of providing quality seed products at a great value to our friends and neighbors in the Arkansas Valley and beyond. Come by and talk with Tony and myself at 98 South 12th Street in Rocky Ford. We want to help you create your custom crop or pasture plan for the upcoming season. We have the knowledge, resources, and products to help you maximize results. Relationships matter at Arkansas Valley Seeds, 719-254-7469.
Some days you have to roll out of bed in the morning and you have to tell them what you are and what you can do.
Okay.
I used to substitute at Los Animas High School.
Okay.
And when I was substituting at Los Animas High School one day, one of them one day in kind of a smart alecky sort of way.
Yes.
Mrs., do you rap? And I looked at him with the straightest face and I said, I did before the accident. And the kid was like speechless. And that's where Pat McGee and I come in. We hope to be the motivation to get you going in the morning, no matter what you do, what your talents are. So you do you, boo, and we'll do us. For news, weather, sports, and more, TTO, brought to you by the Arkansas Valley Hospice, homegrown and deep-rooted, mornings just after 8 o'clock.
The only rapping she does starts with a W.
Which is totally not true. I can so rap. I could rap this whole newscast. I could rap this whole promo out. But, like, that's probably enough, yeah.
Hiya, Queen of All Knowledge here, reminding you, creeps out there on the internet hack, scam, and trick savvy cyber users every day, but we can fight back. It's as easy as IC3. If you're a victim of online crime, don't give up. Visit IC3, the FBI's Internet Crime Complaint Center. Your tips help the FBI track down cyber criminals around the world. Report your crime to www.ic3.gov today.
Welcome back. It is
the Arkansas Valley source for news, weather,
See,
sports,
we have
and information.
Another operator malfunction right there. So, you got to retrain me every day on how to run this stuff around here, Lauren. Lauren Adams, thanks to Alana Pearson from NRCS for coming in with us here today on Growing Together. Next week, you already have a good idea what we're doing next week, Lauren. So
yeah,
tell us what we have next week on the show.
I'm very honored to announce Amber Weber is going to be our guest for next week. Now, Amber Weber, she is the Soil Health Director with the Lower Arkansas Valley Water Conservancy District. Is that a mouthful?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yep.
And Amber also serves as is Executive Director for DARCA, which is the Ditch and Reservoir Company Alliance.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea what that is, but it's going to be interesting to
talk to her. We're going to learn next Tuesday, yes.
Yeah, I'll do a little research ahead of that. And she also works as a consultant for Otero County. I met Amber a couple of months ago, maybe, and she's very excited to be a part of this program, and I know that she has a tremendous amount of great information to share with us all, and we're all going to learn something.
All right, and that'll be next week right here on Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds here on News Talk AM 1400 KBLJ. You will catch this program every Tuesday morning right after our 11 o'clock news block, and we do invite you to tune in. We invite you to call in, too, if you have any particular questions for our guests. The lines we will be using will be 384-2345, which a lot of people recognize as the Valley Trader lines. And, of course, Valley Trader will be coming your way in this time slot tomorrow here on News Talk AM 1400 KBLJ. Again, thanks to Alana Pearson of NRCS office in Rocky Ford. Contact her at 254-7672 or see Lauren at Ark Valley Seeds in Rocky Ford, 98 South 12th Street. That'll do it for Growing Together.
The Arkansas Valley source for news, weather, sports, and information. News Talk 1400 KBLJ La Junta.
I'm Will Carr. The Supreme Court is live streaming the hearing on the latest challenge to Obamacare. 18 Republican-led states are presenting arguments for eliminating the Affordable Care Act. Texas Solicitor General Kyle Hawkins argued since a Republican-led Congress eliminated the penalty for not being insured, the mandate to purchase health insurance is unconstitutional.
The mandate as it exists today is unconstitutional. It is a naked command to purchase health insurance, and as such, it falls outside Congress's enumerated powers.
Other state officials are arguing to keep the ACA in place, saying millions choose to sign up without a mandate or a penalty, and in a pandemic, there's no replacement plan. President-elect Biden, who helped craft the Affordable Care Act, will hold a transition briefing today on his health care plans. ABC's Andy Field has details from Washington.
Former Vice President Joe Biden helped create the Affordable Care Act. Now he and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris will explain why they think it will hurt millions of Americans if the Supreme Court rules it unconstitutional. Mr. Biden says he will ask Congress to expand access to quality and affordable health care and offer a plan that will preserve pre-existing conditions.
The Trump campaign continues to launch legal challenges, alleging claims of voter fraud and ballot irregularities. So far, nearly a dozen court cases have found no evidence to support the allegations. But some Republicans, including Missouri Senator Roy Blunt, say the president may have the votes, saying investigations may show findings in his favor. The senator saying voters think President Trump was doing great until the coronavirus came along.
They'd like to see what happened in the first 3 years of the Trump administration continue to happen.
State election officials in the undecided states continue to count early voting and provisional ballots. It provides Biden a lead in the majority of those states. There are also two undecided Senate races in Georgia that could decide the majority in that chamber. This is ABC News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. Think what you could do with that. But if you join right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fee, so that's another $170 you'll save. And MediShare is really different. It's a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. More than 400,000 people are members, and they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills. So, yes, they can handle your bills, too. This may be the time to make the switch. Join before November 30th for the additional savings. It's so easy to find out more. They're great to talk to. In fact, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Here's the number. Call 877-26-BY.